Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Hundreds of Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois, ordered there by President Trump over strong objections from the state's Democratic governor. The president says Democrat officials have failed to control Chicago, the third largest U.S. city. At an earlier Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi clashed with Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin over the issue.
What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state.
You voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here. Our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has marked the second anniversary of the October the 7th attack, vowing to secure the release of the remaining hostages and bring an end to the rule of Hamas in Gaza. His comments came as Israelis held memorials across the country and indirect peace talks continued for a second day in Egypt. The chief Hamas negotiator, Khalil al-Haya, has asked for guarantees from President Trump that any deal will ensure a permanent end to the war. Ecuadorian officials say President Daniel Noboa is safe after his motorcade was attacked by hundreds of people in Cañar province. A government minister, Ines Manzano, said five people were detained. Late last month, President Noboa's motorcade was similarly attacked by protesters from an indigenous group. With more, here's Ione Wells.
The president's office shared a video with the BBC showing people throwing rocks at the president's convoy and three holes on a car window. The BBC hasn't confirmed independently if bullets were fired. The government says those arrested would be processed under terrorism and attempted assassination charges. The indigenous group has accused the government of arbitrary detentions and a violent crackdown on protesters.
A military airstrike on a Buddhist religious festival in Myanmar is reported to have left more than 30 people dead, many of them children. At least 80 others were injured in the Chang U township in central Myanmar. Myanmar has been gripped by civil war since 2021. With more, here's Sanjay Dasgupta.
Organisers say hundreds had gathered in the central Myanmar town on Monday evening for the Full Moon Festival, an important event in the Buddhist calendar. A candlelight protest vigil against the military regime was also planned, and many young people had come to join it. As the vigil got underway, a motor-powered paraglider flew over the crowd, dropping two bombs right in the centre of the gathering. Eyewitnesses say many people, including some children, were completely torn apart.
Sanjay Dasgupta with that report. This is David Harper in London with the latest world news from the BBC. President Putin has told a meeting of military commanders Russia retains the strategic initiative in the war against Ukraine and has captured nearly 5,000 square kilometres of territory this year. Mr. Putin dismissed the impact of Ukraine's long-range strikes on oil infrastructure and other targets, claiming they would not change the situation. Ukraine says it has inflicted heavy losses on the Russian army. Chinese state media says all the trekkers trapped in a snowstorm in Tibet are now safe. More than 800 hikers and their local support personnel were caught in a snowstorm near Mount Everest on Friday. Stephen McDonnell reports.
580 trekkers, as well as more than 300 yak handlers, guides and other support staff, have now reportedly made it safely to Chudong town on the Tibetan side of Mount Everest after being caught in dangerous sudden snowstorms. According to China's state-run television, there are still around 10 hikers and rescue workers yet to reach the town, but they're already at a designated rendezvous point which has heating equipment, oxygen and other emergency supplies.
There are calls in Slovakia to halt the culling of bears after a record number were reported shot under recent legislation, which is designed to reduce their population. An environmentalist, Marian Hletko, has warned that the bears could face extinction in the coming decades, while one lawmaker, Michal Wysik, said the culling was destroying nature on an unprecedented scale. Officials say 160 animals have been shot so far this year. Two men have been arrested on suspicion of burglary after artefacts were stolen from a museum in Britain. They're thought to include Bronze Age gold jewellery. Police said they were still searching for the items, which were taken from St Fagans, one of the most popular museums in Wales. Items were taken in the early hours of Monday morning from a gallery that's home to gold ingots, bracelets and weapons. Police said a helicopter was at the scene 5 minutes after being called by on-site security staff. And that's the latest BBC News.